This is Music Notes for the week of July 2nd. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal. The Northside Rock and Roll Carnival will be held in Hoffner Park on July 3rd and 4th. It's a free festival with music starting at 4 o'clock on July 3rd and then, right after, the popular 4th of July parade the next day. There'll be local beer, food vendors, and family-friendly activities. The Blue Ash Montgomery Symphony Orchestra will present a free concert on Tuesday, July 3rd in Montgomery Park. Patriotic tunes, a James Bond medley, and your favorites from the 1960s with guest vocalists Adia Dobbins and yours truly, Elaine Deal. Suzanne Bona from WGUC's Sunday Baroque will host. Boz Scaggs and America are coming to Rose Music Center in Huber Heights, Ohio on July 4th. The Cincinnati Pops will celebrate the 4th of July with the annual Patriotic Concert at Riverbend. The Patriotic Pops concert includes a day of freebies with your ticket. Free lawn seats for kids 17 and under, Coney Island rides all day, and fireworks after the concert. Plus, you can pack a picnic for the lawn if you'd like. Show goes on, rain or shine. Carbon Leaf will perform at Ludlow Garage on Friday, July 6th, presenting songs from their newest project, Gathering, Volume 1. River Snout and friends are playing at the Plain Folk Cafe on Friday, July 6th at 7:30. The cafe is located on Ohio 132 in Pleasant Plain, Ohio. Bryce Hill's concerts on the square continue this Friday, July 6th. St. Lawrence Square on Warsaw Avenue. Jamwave performs at 7 o'clock. Free parking in Kroger's lot. The Kentucky Symphony Orchestra's Boogie Band will perform in DeVue Park on Saturday, July 7th. It's a class reunion mix. Tough Customer and Smut will take the stage at Motor Pub on Sunday night, July 8th at 9 o'clock. Music at the Beringer Crawford Museum Summer Concert Series continues in DeVue Park in Covington with a performance from the Leroy Ellington Band on July 12th. The Bluebirds perform a couple of weeks later on July 26th. Both shows run from 7 to 9 with doors opening at 6. The Cincinnati Dulcimer Society is bringing the sweet sounds of the mountain dulcimer to Sharon Woods on July 8th at 3 p.m. The event is free and open to all ages. The first ever Bellwether Music Festival kicks off at Renaissance Park in Southwest Ohio, August 10th and 11th. The Indie Rock Festival will feature performances from MGMT, The Flaming Lips, Local Natives, Dr. Dog, and many more. Congratulations to Keyshawn Townsend from Aiken New Tech High School and Tyshawn J. Smith from Euler School. The two Jumpstart Theater students each received grants to attend the CCM Experience Performing Arts Camp at the University of Cincinnati College Conservatory of Music. Tune in to WVXU's Around Cincinnati show on Sunday night, July 8th at 7 o'clock for interviews with music legends Dave Mason and Steve Cropper. Jim Nolan recently spoke with them in advance of their free appearance at Bechtold Park in Sycamore Township on Friday, July 13th. They are currently on the road with a handful of stops on their Rock and Soul Review Tour. Local artists Cedric Michael Cox, Nicole Trimble, Thomas Hieronymus Tui, David Laug, and Sarah Caswell Pierce donated their beautifully painted violins to support the Cincinnati Chamber Orchestra. The violins' paintings represent each of the orchestra's main stage concerts for the Summer Music Festival. They'll be displayed at the four CCO concerts at SCPA in August and at Washington Park's Art Gallery from July 13th through August 25th. Bidding for each violin will start at $300, and bids will be taken from July 13th until midnight August 25th. 500 Miles to Memphis is working on a project entitled Basement Bluegrass Sessions, a 6-track free EP on which they'll be recording bluegrass versions of their music and also doing covers. A link to their latest singles can be found on Local Exposure's website, wvxu.org/lx. And finally, Ray Davies has announced that the Kinks have officially reunited and are making a new album over 20 years since disbanding. That's Music Notes for the week of July 2nd. Music by Pat Kelly. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.